We now turn to a question that is often the subject of debate, and the question is simply this: can a believer lose their salvation? Once a person has believed in Jesus Christ and been born again, can that believer lose their salvation by sinning? And this is something that's debated, even by good and sincere and well-meaning people. But the Scripture teaches that once you are born again by faith in Jesus Christ, you are secure and you are sealed. In fact, the Scripture very plainly refers to the salvation that Jesus Christ offers as eternal life. The Bible teaches in John chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The Lord saying here is those who believe on me, they have eternal life now. It's a present possession. And the Lord said, "They shall never perish." Now, the Lord should not have made that statement until he was sure that those who have eternal life actually held on to it and kept it and made it to heaven, if that were the case. But it's not the case, and the Lord knew those who had been given eternal life would never die. In other words, they would never experience the second death, which is hell and the lake of fire. So the Lord says it's eternal life. If you could lose it, it would not be eternal. It would be conditional life. The Lord also teaches through his word that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. The Scripture says that we are sealed unto the day of redemption, not until the day of iniquity, not until the day of transgression. And this is very important. This is a work of the Holy Spirit in salvation. He seals us. He keeps us. We're secure in his hand. And this is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 13, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." Ephesians 4:30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." We are sealed. God told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, "Who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." Now, to be sealed means to be secure. It means to be safe. The book of Jude teaches in the early verses that we are preserved in Christ Jesus. It does not say that we're persevering in Christ Jesus. Persevering is the work of the individual. Preservation is the work of God. And then the question then comes, well, what happens to a believer who sins? Is there no chastisement? Is there no judgment? Certainly there is. There's the chastisement of a loving father upon children who disobey. You would not disown your children if you're any sort of parent at all once they disobey. You still love them. They're still your child. Even if they fall out of fellowship with you, there's no doubt that if a blood sample were to be taken from them and from you, it would show proof positive that, yes, you are their parents and they are your children. No lifestyle can change that. However, I must be careful here because some reject this idea of eternal salvation on the basis they believe it will teach men they can live any way they want to and sin and love the world and so forth and still go to heaven. That is a purely hypothetical scenario. I've never met a man or a woman who truly understood the doctrine of grace that went out and lived as the devil. I have seen many folks who profess to be saved, but by their actions they prove that they were not saved. And John tells us this. John says this: they went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. And by the fact these people left and never came back and never experienced chastisement is a proof positive they never had salvation to begin with. Those who have been born again, truly born again, and understand grace, and I'm included in this number, when we do wrong, when we sin, we are grieved because we know the Lord is grieved. We come to him, we repent, we ask his forgiveness, and we do our best to turn away from this sin as the Lord gives us the power to do it. But again, nobody that I know that loves the Lord has the idea, "I'm going to live like I want to now." I've never met such a person. That argument is purely hypothetical, and it ought not be used among logical Christians. So again, sin does bring consequences, and even for a Christian, if you sin, God's not going to keep the consequences from you. You'll have to go through whatever it is that your sin brings upon you in the form of chastisement, but you never lose your salvation. Even in the Old Testament, David prayed in Psalm 51, "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." David did not say, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." He referred to it as thy salvation. He knew salvation was of the Lord. David did not say, "Restore my salvation." David had committed a grievous sin. He had committed adultery with a married woman, and he had had her husband killed. And so if anybody could, quote, lose their salvation, it would have certainly been David, adultery and murder. But he didn't pray the Lord would restore his salvation, but he wanted the joy of his salvation back. And that's a picture of what happens to a believer when they sin after having put their faith in Christ. They lose all joy in the Christian life. They are plagued. They are chastised. There is no rest for them. The Spirit of God is dealing with them, making them very uncomfortable and miserable. But you cannot lose your salvation once you have it, because technically it's not yours to lose. Salvation is of the Lord. He purchased it. He applied it. It was his tremendous plan of redemption that brings it to men. And so, therefore, God's will and God's work will stand forever. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." The good work is sanctification. Now, if we could lose our salvation, that verse should have said, "He will perform the work until the day of your transgression." Then he'll stop working on you. But it doesn't. It said he'll perform the work until the day of redemption, when Christ comes again and our bodies are redeemed. So if you're in Christ Jesus, if you truly are in Christ Jesus, I don't mean you've simply made a profession with your mouth. If you have the Lord in your heart and you believed on him by faith, you are secure. You are sealed, just as Noah and his family were sealed inside the ark and God shut the door. God commanded that pitch or that slime or that insulation, if you will, on the ark was put on the outside and the inside, simply giving us a picture that what was on the outside of the ark could not get in except by the door, and what was on the inside of the ark could not get out. And the Lord shut the door on the ark himself, and man could not open it once it had been shut. So this is the work of God. Whatever God does shall stand. My salvation is of the Lord and from the Lord, and therefore we are secured by the Holy Spirit of God.